Page 16. The future of TV. The way you watch your favorite TV shows may be changing. The price of cable TV continues to grow. Better online video content and streaming devices have spawned cord cutters. What do these movements mean for the future of TV? Disruptors and cable insiders offer a sneak peek. Avner Ronan, CEO, Boxy, the reformed cord cutter. Boxy's recent tuner add-on lets users of the Boxy Box, an open-source media streaming device, watch HD broadcast stations on their televisions. When we started, we weren't as intimately familiar with how this industry worked. Just telling people, yeah, you should go ahead and cut the cord, without being able to watch the Olympics, doesn't work. That's why we decided to concentrate on providing the broadcast networks to our users. If you can offer the broadcast networks and add them to Netflix and Hulu and YouTube, that would be a great experience. And a more affordable one. TV should not be free. We believe that content makers need to be compensated for their work. We are not advocating that the future of TV should be free. Stuff is being produced for YouTube that is getting better. We have to make sure the incumbents understand. We are not trying to destroy their business. Anand Subramanian, CEO, Nimble TV, the visionary. Nimble TV's technology streams a cable or satellite subscriber's programming to the web, enabling TV viewing on virtually any device connected to the internet. I'm sure I wasn't the first to wonder, why can't we watch live TV, stuff we pay a cable subscription for, on the device of our choosing? So, I met with cable operators and stations and learned. They're bound by a complex patchwork of old contracts and regulations, but a third party like me is unbound by all of this. I'd never succeed by disrupting the industry model, so I'm working within it. To use Nimble TV, you have to pay for a cable subscription. That way, everyone's still getting paid, and I'm making it easy. You won't even need a cable box anymore. Rishi Chandra, Director of Product Management, Google TV. The adapters. Preloaded in certain smart TVs or available as a separate device, Google TV is a platform that allows users to navigate both online video and a cable or satellite TV package. Lessons learned at Google TV. Number one. Simplify, simplify. At first, users thought the overall experience was too complicated. We narrowed it down to an application model where if you want YouTube, you just open up the YouTube application. We also made sure the experience you got on your TV felt like a TV experience. So when you're flipping between YouTube channels, it feels as simple and fast as flipping between TV channels. Number two, help developers. Companies were already creating great apps for Android phones and tablets. We realized it was important to structure Google TV so that it was easy for developers to adapt those existing apps to TV. Number three, improve discovery. The discovery engine debuted with our software update last fall. We're now working on a feature that, with your permission, uses information from your Google account to infer movies and TV shows you might like and recommend them to you. Number four, get hardware feedback early. Google TV comes in several forms, sometimes built directly into a TV, sometimes in a separate set-top box. And there's a learning curve with creating hardware. One big lesson we learned with Android is the earlier we start engaging with manufacturers, the better, because it gives hardware makers more time to iterate and improve their products. Number 5. Unite the devices. Sometimes you're going to discover what to watch on a phone or tablet or PC, so the ability for all these devices to work really well together is something else that we believe is going to be fundamental for shaping our roadmap going forward. Closing arguments. Where does TV go from here? Mike Pruhl, Senior VP and Director of Digital Strategy, Hill Holliday, the new media advocate. Simply put, television can no longer be categorized as traditional media, but instead must be approached as new media. The real threat to cable companies comes if the masses can easily access the same content at the same time, in the same or better ways, at a materially lower price point. People will flock to where the content is, period. After all, our loyalty lies with the content itself, individual TV shows, not necessarily TV networks or TV providers. That takes us back to the monthly tiered subscription model. I feel a bit of deja vu from the days when we were forced to buy entire music albums if we wanted merely a couple of songs. Smart TV technology and mass accessibility will only continue to improve, which heightens the need for television providers to innovate and deliver value. Rob Marcus, President and COO, Time Warner Cable, the cable honcho. I think there's a tendency to overestimate the moment you're living in, but it does seem like the pace of change in everything is faster than it used to be, and TV is part of that. Until recently, we were working largely with proprietary technology. It was a relatively self-contained ecosystem. But increasingly, we're taking advantage of IP-based technologies. We'll have a programming guide hosted in the cloud next year. That will allow us a lot more flexibility to change the look and functionality. It'll be written in HTML5. We want to work with game consoles, Android. We'll clearly be on smart TVs. We are open to trying anything. Individual TV viewing is something like 150 hours a month. If you divide a typical cable bill by the number of hours they're watching, it's still a pretty good value compared with other forms of entertainment. Vocabulary focus. Disruptor. Sneak peek. Incumbent. Visionary. Infer. Learning curve. Roadmap. Tier. Deja vu. Honcho. Proprietary.